A shadow fell across the bed, and she looked up to see her brother standing there, solemn-faced. She couldn't think what to say to him, and to her relief, he simply sat down beside her without speaking.
"What about the taxi driver?" she asked.
"He died too. That side of the car got the worst of it."
"Poor man."
She swallowed hard, trying not to burst into tears.
"I can't believe Mike's dead."
"No. Sorry, it's bad." A nurse looked in and immediately came to stand by the bed and take her pulse.
"Do you want another sedative, Mrs. Miller?"
"No. It would only postpone things."
"Call me if you need anything."
When the nurse had gone, silence fell. Kirsty had never been so thankful that Rod was a man of few words. It was comforting to have him there, but she didn't want to talk. What was there to say? She reached out for his hand. 2 days later, they said she could go home if she had someone to help her.
"I don't want to go home," she told her brother,
who was spending another mainly silent hour by her bedside.
"I can't bear the thought of that flat without Mike."